Hello, friends, and we greet you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bring you a message from God's eternal Word. And we're glad today that God is eternal. His Word is eternal. And He spoke these words in Matthew chapter 24 and verses 35. If you have a Bible, would you please turn and let us read together. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. God being God, an eternal God, He created the heavens and the earth, and beside Him there is none else, there is no other God other than Jehovah God, who gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this world and live among men and be crucified on the cross of Calvary and die for your sins and mine. And so the God that gave His Son is the God that wrote this Bible. We want to talk to you today about the indestructible things of God. You know, there are things that we have in this life are not permanent. We brought nothing into this life, and it is certain that we can take nothing out. You cannot take your money with you. You cannot take your house. There's nothing that you'll be able to take with you in the possessions that you have. Therefore, God has given every man a soul, and what you do with your soul is entirely up to you. God does not force anybody to serve Him. You are a free moral being, and you have the right of choice today. You can choose God and live, or you can choose to go on in your way and die without God. So the Lord did not leave Himself without witness. God placed something in this world. The heavens, they declare the glory of God, and His earth shows His handiwork. But not only that, but He's given His Word, the Bible. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never. People have burned the Bible. There are people that in nations that have rejected God. They rejected the Bible. They burned the Bibles. They drove the Christians or murdered them, killed them. But still, my friend, the Bible is the greatest treasured book on earth. It's the greatest seller, and as far as I know, it always has been, and I'm sure it always will be. So God has given His Word today. The Word of God gives man instruction of where that He came from, that you are a sinner, and He gives us instruction how that we may live in this life. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. The Word of God teaches us that we will call upon Him, and it teaches us that whosoever shall call upon Him shall be saved. So the Bible, the Word of God, is God's record of His works, of His plans, His future. He reveals to you and I about sin, and not only that, how to be saved. And the psalmist David spoke about the Word of God in Psalm 119th division in verses 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. So you see, if you take the Word of God today and you take it as an instruction, you know, if you turn a light on in your room, it gives you a light where you would not stumble over a chair or something. If you went outside in the dark, you'd take a flashlight or some light whereby that you wouldn't stumble. So today, if you'll take the Word of God, it lights our pathway. It gives us instruction how to live and how that we may treat each other and how that we can live a happy, fulfilling, overcoming life in this world. The psalmist David asked this question, and he gave the answer in 119th division of Psalm, verses 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He answers this question by taking heed thereto according to thy word. So if you want to know how you can cleanse your way, man is by nature a sinner. He goes away from God as soon as he's born speaking lies. And therefore, we have condemnation and we have conviction in our heart that things are just not right. We're searching and we're looking. We see, surely there is a creator. Sure, there is a higher power. Surely there is a supreme being, but you can know this supreme being. And David, father, speaks about God's word in the 119th division of Psalm, verses 11. He said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I may not sin against you. So you see, man is a sinner, a rebel against God, his creator and his savior. But you see, if you take the word of God, which the Lord said was indestructible, it will never pass away, and you take this word and you read it and you memorize it, you hide it in your heart, and it teaches you the way to live. He talks about in Psalm 119, it says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Regardless of how simple you may feel today, how simple-minded you are, how uneducated, or even regardless of how educated you are, you may have degrees, but still, the Word of God teaches you how to live, how that we can conduct ourselves. And David spoke about the Word of God in Psalm 119 and verses 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." So you see, even before the foundations of the world, God's word was forever settled. And you know today, God's word is living on and on and on, and it will live on. And God placed within this word what he was going to do, his plans of what he did and what he is going to do. And in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And we know there's light, there's darkness. He made the days and everything that's in this earth, God made it. But he made man after his own image and his own likeness. And the Bible said that he's upholding all things by the word of his power. So God spoke the word, and there was light. He created the trees, the flowers, the beautiful hills, the waters, everything that we see, even the air that we breathe, and even the fish. My friend, before he formed them, he placed a sea that a fish would have a place to swim. And so God today has made his word possible for you and I to read. And we find something else that God said would be indestructible, and that is the church of the living God. In some places, I'm sure that you are deprived of being in church, such as myself or other people, and that's why we bring this broadcast to you, that you may hear the word of God. And so he told Peter, one of the apostles, in Matthew chapter 17, verses 18, "I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it," meaning that it's indestructible. Now, Peter was not the rock. Peter was only a testimony of that rock. The Bible says that that rock was Christ. Peter was merely a stone. Had Jesus built the rock upon Peter, Peter was a very weak man. He faltered and he failed, but God established the church upon himself, but upon the testimony of Peter, because Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son and the living God." And the Lord spoke to Peter as an apostle, said, "I give unto thee the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So God has given the commission to the church today, a burden on our heart, a responsibility. That's why that we talk to people. That's why we publish publications. That's why that we take time and effort to try to help you establish churches in communities and in countries where people are living in poverty and they're hungering and thirsting for something, for a reality. The Bible said about the church, it's the pillar and the ground of the truth, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's something else that God has placed within reach of humanity, and that is the Spirit of God. It is indestructible. Paul spoke to the Ephesians, in chapter 1, verses 13, says, "In whom also you trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom also after that you believed, and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit." So they heard the truth, and they believed it, and therefore they were sealed. So you know, when God saves your soul, when you trust in him for the salvation of your soul, he places within you the Holy Spirit. It is a birth, just like in your country, in your community where you were born. Physically, there is a record of your birth. You can go there and get your birth certificate. And so when you get saved, there is a birth recorded in heaven, in the book of life. And there is nothing. Paul said, "What shall separate a man from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall famine, or nakedness, or peril?" He said, "I'm persuaded that none of these or no other creature shall be able to separate a man from the love of God." So regardless, my friend, of the tribulation or the trials that you may have upon this earth, there is nothing or nobody can take away your salvation. And I'm glad for this today. You know, people sometimes become discouraged with you. They become disappointed in you, and therefore they would take away your possessions. But the Spirit of God, your soul that God has given you, mom and dad did not give it to you. Mom and dad cannot take away this salvation. So God has placed within you the Spirit of God, and he is going to live there forever. But he speaks about the Christian to not grieve the Holy Spirit, whereby we are sealed until the day of redemption, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 30. So we sometimes grieve. If you're today an unbeliever and you don't know the Lord, God has been speaking to you, condemning you, and convicting you that you need to turn to your Maker, your Creator, and let Him be the Lord of your life, but you've rebelled against this. Then, you see, you're grieving the Spirit of God because He wants to be your Lord and your Savior. There's something else that God did for you and I, and he's making a future habitation. He said, I go away and prepare a place for you. You must remember that the Savior, the one and only Savior of this world, was Jesus Christ. He came to this world. He lived among men. They crucified Him. They hang Him on the cross. He gave His blood for you and I, and the Bible said by His stripes we're healed by the blood of Jesus that was shed. That was the supreme sacrifice that God gave for fallen humanity. And therefore, He's gone away to prepare a place for you. You can lose your possessions. You can lose everything in this world. But my friend, God is gone to prepare a place for you and I. Paul spoke to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5 and 1, for we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Where is heaven? It's wherever God is. And He's gone to prepare a place for you and I. And my friend, today you can have this salvation. You can have this Lord Jesus in your life today, abiding and living there, and nothing or nobody can separate you from this. Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer wherever you are? Our Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The only name, the name that's above every name that You've given whereby people can be saved. And Lord, that person that's troubled and burdened just now, I pray, Lord Jesus, that You would speak peace to their heart and give them that joy that I have, the understanding, Lord, that there is a God in heaven that is able to save their soul and give them peace. Lord, I ask these best blessings and favors in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.